During the Seder night, there are two mitzvot that we fulfill in HaTorah. The first, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Whereas regarding the mitzvah of Matzah, it is clear that that is unique to the Lel Seder. One could raise a simple question regarding the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, that which we reference in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that indeed there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day and night. The Mishnah cites the Pasuk of Lamantizkos Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. And we assume as the Shita of Ben Zoma that this mitzvah applies not only during the day, but even at night. And if indeed there is a mitzvah each and every day of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, what then is so unique about the Lel Seder? In a word, what is the difference between the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Lel Seder? There is a comment of the Rosh Hameach, the very beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, where he writes, Chipasti bedivrei Rabbeinu b'sefer hamitzvos, that he searched the Rambam in sefer hamitzvos and found that although the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, in mitzvah Kufnun Zayin, there is no mention of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Many are bothered at this glaring omission of the Rambam. Why is it that he does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or Sameach suggests a chiddush that according to the Shita Sarambam, the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Derabanan. Because after all, if you look both in Parshas Bo as well as in Parshas Re'eh, you don't find an explicit mitzvah each and every day. In Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us, Zachar es hayom hazeh. Zachar is a tzivui, it's an imperative. But the pasuk ends, V'lo ye'achel chametz, meaning that it is not something seemingly every day, but rather during Chag HaMatzos. When you look in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk cited by the Mishnah, L'ma'an tizkor, true that the pasuk tells us, Kol yemei chayecha, but Laman Tizkor is not necessarily a tzivui. It is rather a nesinas tam. We observe all of these mitzvos in order to remember. And therefore, Or Sameach suggests that perhaps, according to the Rambam Shita, there is no mitzvah daraisa at all of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Only a mitzvah drabanan, the pasuk that the Mishnah cites is only an asmachta. According to Or Sameach, then, the question is very simply resolved. The only time there is a mitzvah min HaTorah to retell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is only at the Lel Seder Pesach. Even if one does not go as far as Or Sameach, if you look in the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Ra'a writes that there is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim min HaTorah. But what about that drasha of Ben Zoma? Not only Yemei Chayecha, meaning Yamim, but Kol Yemei Chayecha, even Balayla. That drasha of Kol, the Rabbo says Halayla, is that a din d'araisa or is that only a din d'rabanan? The Ra'a writes in that Sugya Brachos Yud Gimel that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in HaTorah is only Bayom. Any need to do so Balayla is only a din d'rabanan. If this really is the case, then we could answer as well that uniquely when it comes to the Lel Seder, then there's a mitzvah d'araisa Balayla of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that certainly is not true when it comes to any other night of the year. We don't paskin like that comment of the Rosh Hameach, nor as the Shita of the Ra'a, rather as the Shita Sarashpa, the Shita of the Ravid. That's what Shagasai writes in Simen Ches, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah d'araisa, not only Bayom, even Balayla. And that no doubt begs the question of Manishtana, if that really is the case, what is the uniqueness of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim above and beyond the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? One could suggest many differences between the mitzvah of Sipur, which is unique to the Lel Seder, as opposed to the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but one difference is highlighted by the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. When you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chof Aleph, there the Rambam writes that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Chovas HaHodah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim V'Niflos that we experience on this night. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that Lahalel U'Lishabeach Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Each and every night, even if there is a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't find that there is a chiyuv hodah. Certainly there is no chiyuv of reciting Hallel. This is uniquely true when it comes to Hallel et Halel Seder, Mufurish and Sefer HaChinuch, that this indeed is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In this sense, the Hallel that one finds below Seder is different from Hallel any other time of the year. You know, when you learn the Dine HaHallel, almost every halacha of Hallel seems to be contradicted by the Hallel of the Seder night. Typically speaking, Hallel is only Bayom, it is not Balayla. The Gemara cites the Pasuk of Zehayom Asa Hashem and the Pasuk of Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavao, and uniquely when it comes to the Lel Seder, Hallel is recited Balayla. Typically speaking, Hallel is recited with a bracha. The Ran in Psachim Chavav Mabez and Dape Harif comments that that is not true of the Hallel Belel HaSeder. In fact, there are two days in Ramban in Kuf Yud Zayin that why is it that we don't make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder night? Is it because that in principle there is no bracha associated with that Hallel? Or is it simply because, other possibility the Ramban writes, is that Hallel was already recited by Beis HaKnesses, and there a bracha was recited, and the bracha that was recited in Shul, that covers the Hallel even during the Seder itself. But the Ran writes, B'Shem Rav Haigon, explicitly, that there is no bracha on Hallel that is recited at the Lel HaSeder. Typically speaking, the Mishnah tells us in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches that Hallel is a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama, and women are exempt. The Tosus immediately comments that that's not true when it comes to the Hallel of the Lel Seder. Even though generally women are exempt from Hallel, women certainly are obligated in the mitzvah of Hallel. And how does Tosus know that this is true? There is no Gemara that tells us explicitly that women are obligated in the Hallel below Seder, but the Gemara does tell us in Psachim and Daf Kuf Ches that women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. And therefore Tosus writes as follows, that if one is chayiv in Dalet Kosos, how can you be chayiv in the Kos if you're not chayiv in that element of the mitzvah? How can you be chayiv in the Kos of Hallel if you're exempt from the mitzvah of Hallel? And therefore Tosus explains it must be that generally women, yes, are exempt from Hallel, but not true when it comes to the Lel Seder. There women are obligated to do so. Hallel typically is recited without any interruption, and all of a sudden here we build in a hefsik to the Hallel. We recite part of the Hallel before the Sudas HaLaila, part of the Hallel after the Sudas HaLaila, seeming to contradict what we typically do, and that is to recite Hallel in a seamless fashion without any form of hefsik at all. Hallel is always ba'amida, Hallel b'lel ha-seder is b'yeshiva. All of these point to a certain uniqueness regarding the obligation of Hallel itself. The fact that this Hallel is different from all other times that we recite Hallel, I think is supported by a fascinating diuk in the Rambam. When you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Rishon, there the Rambam writes that the first principle in Minyan HaMitzvos is that you can only count mitzvos min HaTorah, you do not count mitzvos drabanan. And with this, the Rambam questions the Shita of Halachos Gedolos, because the Bahag counts in mitzvah Kuf Lametes, Ner Chanukah, in mitzvah Resh, Kriyas HaMegillah, in mitzvah Chafei, Meya Brachos, many examples where the Bahag counts mitzvos that the Rambam writes are only drabanan. And how can you do so? Isn't Taryag Mitzvos the Taryag Mitzvos Shenem L'Moshe Misinai? And the Rambam continues and writes a further difficulty when it comes to Hallel. How is it possible that the Bahag counts Hallel in Minyan HaMitzvos? When you look in the Halachos Gedolos, you find something striking, that the Halachos Gedolos does not count one mitzvah of Hallel. The Halachos Gedolos counts from mitzvah Kuf Aleph until mitzvah Kuf Yotes, 19 mitzvahs of Hallel. Every time the Hallel is recited, that the Bahag writes is a separate mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvah. So the Rambam writes, how is this possible? How can you go ahead and count Hallel in Minyan HaMitzvah? Hallel is only Drabanan. But if you look in the Rambam, a fascinating diuk, the Rambam writes that how is it possible that the Baha'i counts the 18 times that Hallel is recited in Minyan HaMitzvah? How does the Baha'i count the Shmona Sar Yom Ligbor Bahem Es HaHallel? That's the Lashon HaRambam. What's striking is that the Baha'i doesn't count 18 times Hallel. The Baha'i counts 19 mitzvahs of Hallel. Why does the Rambam formulate the question that how can it be that the Baha'i counts 18 mitzvahs of Hallel? The Baha'i counts 19 mitzvahs of Hallel. The answer apparently is exactly this point. The Yud Ches Yomim are the days in which you recite Hallel. The 19th is Hallel, which is Bilel HaSeder. That the Rambam did not object to. That the Rambam admits, that's considered to be part of the Kiyum Daraisa. The Rambam only objects to Halachos Gedolos that counts the typical Hallel of Yontif. That, as the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Chanukah, that is only a din Drabanan. But in one, the Rambam indeed would agree. But you'll ask me, but if you look in the Rambam and say for mitzvos, the Ram does not count Hallel at all. The Ram doesn't even have a single mitzvah Hallel. That's for a very, very different reason. 18 cases, the Rambam writes, I'm not going to count Hallel because it's only Drabanan. The 19th, true, that is considered to be a din daraisa, but that's not an independent mitzvah daraisa. But as the Rambam indicates in the Minyan HaMitzvos in Kufnun Zayin, that's part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam is not going to count that Hallel independently. That has nothing at all to do with Shorash Rishon. Shorash Rishon is where the Rambam writes, you cannot count mitzvahs drabanan, and that is only applicable to the Yud Ches Yomim, but not to the Hallel at the Lel HaSeder. So part of that mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim embraces, it includes the need to give Shevach V'Hodah, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, LaHallel U'LeShabeach. When you look in that run, and Sugyan Psachim and Avchavav Medbez and Dapei Harif, the Ran writes the name of Rav Haigon, how is it that this Hallel is different from the typical Hallel that is recited on each and every Yontif? And here Rav Haigon writes a beautiful Hagdara, that there is a Hallel which is Bitoras Korin, and there is a Hallel Bitoras Omer Shira. There is Kriyas HaHallel, and there is Shiras HaHallel. Every Yontif throughout the year, the formal rendition of the recitation of Hallel, that Rav Haigon terms Kriyas HaHallel. Here at the Lel Seder, that is the Shiras HaHallel. But what exactly is the difference between the formal rendition of Hallel and each and every Yontif and the Shiras HaHallel they recite at the Lel Seder? When you look in that Ramban, in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban discusses at length the obligation of Hallel. Is that a din daraisa, or is that a din drabanan? And he argues that perhaps Hallel generally is a mitzvah daraisa according to the Bahag, either a halacha l'mosh misinai or part of the mitzvah of simchas yontif v'samachta b'chagecha. But perhaps there is a further exception where Hallel indeed is a din daraisa. When you look in the Yerushalmi in Meseches Sota, which is found in Perakei in Mishneh Daled, there the Yerushalmi writes the following. After all, that when it comes to the parsha of Shiras Hayam, Az Yasher Moshe Vnei Yisrael Sashira Hazos, the pasuk concludes Vayomru Lemor. Lemor. What exactly is the meaning of Lemor? The Yerushalmi writes the Chiddush that Lemor is Lidoros. Lidoros. This Shira Sayam was not merely what Bnei Yisrael did at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, but rather this is considered to be a mitzvah, Lidoros. The same is true when it comes to the Medrash Rabbah and Parsha Chav Gimel. Lemor means Lidoros. There's a mitzvah of recitation of Hallel. When do we assume that Hallel is only a din drabanan? When do we assume that Lemor, that there is a mitzvah daraisa, which is associated with Hallel itself? When you look in Shiltos, and Shilta Chavav, the Shiltos alludes to a fascinating distinction. Sometimes there is a chiyuv of halal min haTorah. When exactly is that true? The lashon of the Shiltos is be'idna demisrache shluhu nisa, at the time that a person experiences a nes. Apparently, according to Shiltos, and this is what the Netziv explains at length, there's a difference between halal b'shas hanes, at the very moment that one experiences a nes, as opposed to the manner in which one commemorates that nes year in and year out subsequently. The fact that one recites halal in subsequent years, that is only a din d'rabbanan. But the idna de misrachish lehunisa, at the time that one experiences a nes, that, according to Shiltos, is a halal which is daraisa. The fascinating distinction of the Shiltos, b'shas hanes, din daraisa, that's exactly shira sayam. Lamor is ledoros. Whenever a person ledoros experiences an ace, one is obligated to do so. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Daf Yedal Amud Aleph, if Bnei Yisrael sang Shira at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Meyavdus Lecherus, they sang Shira, Mimisa Lachaim, Lo Koshkein, Akal Vachomer, Sam Sofer points out, Simen Reishches, isn't that a din daraisa? According to Shultos, a din daraisa, which is B'shas, B'shas Anes, that is considered to be a unique form of halal. The need to commemorate that in subsequent years, that is a din drabanan, perhaps quite meduyak in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara raises the issue, my Hanukkah, what was the uniqueness, the nes that occurred on Hanukkah? The Gemara describes the nes of the Pach HaShemen. The Gemara concludes, L'shana Acheres, in the following year, Kiva'um Vasa'um Yamim Tovim Bahalel V'hodah. In subsequent years, then the Chum established a Takana D'Rabbanan of the recitation of Halel. Why is it Lashana Acheres? Why not that very year of the Nes of the Muhammad, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen? According to Shultos, on that particular year, that was not a Takana D'Rabbanan. That was a Shas HaNes, and therefore that was a Halel which is Daraisa. Perhaps in a word, that is the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechira, remembrance by definition, is a reference to the past. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim means a person is obligated to reenact as though he is currently experiencing these nisim that are unfolding in his presence. As the Rambam writes, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is chayav adam leharos es atzmo, a person has to demonstrate his cheros, and the Rambam writes, it's as though the person is now leaving Mitzrayim. After all, he was an eved v'yotza ata mishibud Mitzrayim at this very moment, meaning that the halel is a halel which is b'shas hanes. And how do you can the Haggadah that b'chol dar v'dar chayav adam liros es atzmo ku yatzim Mitzrayim, and then the hemshech Haggadah lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodos lahalel. If it was not for this fact of chayav adam liros es atzmo, there would be no halel, because the formal kriyas halel of each and every yantif as a mitzvah d'rabanan, that is only bayom, that is not balayla, that is a kriyas halel. The Shira Sahalel is B'shas HaNes, irrespective of whether that Nes is Bayom or whether it is Balayla. Halo B'shas HaNes is at the moment that the Nes occurs, the moment, the instant that the Nes unfolds. And therefore, that is not considered to be in any shape or form Izman Grama. The Halal year in and year out, that, as the Mishnah writes in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Mitzvah Shazman Grama, this Halal, which is a Halal B'shas HaNes, in such a case, this, a din daraisa, part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is a mitzvah that women are obligated in as well. We would not render this a mitzvah sasei, shahazman grama. Rav Haigon writes that the formal bracha on halel is only on the kriya sahalel, the spontaneous shira sahalel, the shasanes, that does not have a bracha in any shape or form. And therefore, we understand very well why this Halel, part of that obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, emphasized By the Baal Haggadah, b'chol dor v'dor chayev v'dom niros esatzmo, and therefore, l'fichach anach m'chayavim l'hodos u'l'halel. There's a beautiful comment that the Nitziv has. When a person experiences an ace, he recites halel, but even above and beyond the halel itself, a person is obligated to engage in other aspects of hodah. A person has a sudas hodah, arbat srichim lahodos. And therefore, if one were to ask me, what is the nature of the sudas halayla at the Seder Pesach, there are multiple themes, many different kiyumim. On the one hand, it is a sudas yantif. Additionally, it is the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. Many Rishonim assume that the Pesach, the Matzah, the Marar define the chiyuv of the Sudas Halayla, Diuk and Tosos and Brachos, on the top of Membeis, Amar Aleph. But aside from the Mitzvos Halayla and Sudas Yantif, part of what is driving the chiyuv Suda of the Lel Seder is a Suda Soda. And what more remarkable way to demonstrate its nature, the character of the Suda as a Suda Soda, than by surrounding the Suda with Hallel? You'll ask, isn't that considered to be a hefsek? I begin Hallel, I take a break, and I conclude the Hallel. The answer is no, that the Hallel bookends, it frames the Suda, because after all, that about Srichim Lahodos, that this is considered to be part of the Chiyuv Hodah, and that is the uniqueness of the Hallel of the Lel Seder. That Kiyum Hodah, Hallel B'Torah Shira, which according to the Netziv in Shiltos is really a din daraisa of Hallel, which is B'Shah Saneis. If you look in Raman, Simin Taf Ayin Zayin, the Rama writes, one should be makbit to see to it that the Hallel is before Chatzos. Because just as Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is before Chatzos, the Hallel, as part of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, also is governed by that window of time. There's the fascinating comment of Meiri, found in Sachem Medav Kuches, that the Meiri writes that during Hallel one does Heseba. The Mishnah Berurah writes that during Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim Be'ema Uviira, there is a Meiri, however, Kuches, that writes that the Hallel is also done Be'Heseba, that is done Derecherus, that is part of that manifestation, that Kiyum of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi writes in Sachim and Daf Lamed Vav, on Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Alav, Dvarim Harbe. Rashi comments, She'gomim Alav, Esahalel. The Shira Sahalel is part of Lechem Oni, Gomrim Alav Esahalel, Lechem She'onim Alav, Dvarim Harbe. This is not the typical Hallel that one finds year in and year out. And therefore, this is the uniqueness of the Hallel below Seder that seems to contradict all the formal applications of Kriya Sahalel, but this is a Shira Sahalel. A Hallel recited ben biyom ben belayla, a Hallel even recited b'yeshiva, a Hallel spontaneously which was recited without a bracha, according to Rav Haigon, but a Hallel that binds men and women is not considered in any shape or form to be a mitzvah sasei shahazman grama. Tosus and Sachim Rav Kufte Zayin points out that when it comes to the Lel Seder, we use two seemingly different phrases regarding that aspect of Hoda. We state v'nomar lafanav shira chadasha and v'node lecha shir chadash. And Tosus is bothered. Why is it that we use an akev of shira chadasha as well as the zachar of shir chadash? Tosus writes, name of Medrash, a fascinating distinction. The mashal of the Medrash is when a couple experiences the birth of a child. For the mother who is giving birth, a great moment of simcha, but undeniably, it's coupled by chevle leida. And therefore, it's a balanced, it's a somewhat bittersweet experience. For the father, he experiences the great simcha of having a child, and yet he is spared from the chevle leida. Therefore, Tosos writes, when we speak about pristine simcha, it is b'lashon zachar, and that is shir. When we speak about the simcha that we experience bizman hazeh, in golos, that is a balanced, a tempered sense of simcha, and therefore shira is used. When we recite on Shabbos, Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbos, and we're Doresh, Liyom Shekulo Shabbos, based on the Tosus, that is shir, which is B'loshen Zachar, as opposed to shira, B'loshen Nekeva. When we recite V'Noda L'cha Shir Chodosh, that is a Tfila L'Asid, and therefore we speak about the time of pure, pure shir. However, V'Nomar L'fon of Shira Chadasha is not a reference to the future, but rather a reference to the current recitation of the Hallel. Right now it is considered to be a Shira. We acknowledge Golos, but at the same time, a Shira Sahalel. And it's called a Shira Chadasha because this is not the same Hallel as last year. Because after all, B'chol Dor V'Dor, Chayav Adam Liros Asatzmo means that we are reenacting, re-experiencing these events as though they are occurring as we speak. And therefore, this is considered to be a Hallel which is B'shas Hanes. Zechira, by definition, is a reference to the past. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim means a present description of all of the nisim v'neflos that we currently experience at the time that we celebrate the Seder Leil Pesach. Bezras Hashem, we should be zocha that the current Shira Chadasha should be transformed into a Shir Chadash, a time of pure Yeshua, a time of pure Simcha, a time of V'Noda L'cha Shir Chadash, Al Gulasenu, Va'al Pedus Nafshenu.